This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:09 Tuesday morning. And we're going to get into the trash here. Generally, I do music-y stuff in the 8 o'clock hour. And today's no different. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We're teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb. We've done it many years in a row, and this year the event is going virtual. But just because we can't meet and climb in person doesn't mean we can't help raise these funds for first responders who need them. Anybody can climb, step, swim, run from anywhere. Complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th, 2020. And all the info you need is at radioalice.com/sfstairclimb. Plus, there's a big donate button. So you could just donate. Give to the people who come running when you're in trouble. It's important. It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. So we're glad to be a part of it. I'm going to start with Ariana Grande. Ariana, fresh off her appearance at the VMAs, where she rocked it with her best friend, Lady Gaga. Congratulations to her today. She is the first woman to reach 200 million followers on Instagram. Hmm. And I was actually surprised to hear this because I thought that Selena Gomez was the leader of that particular pack. Mm-hmm. She's third place, which I was very surprised
Selena's
by.
Fallen to third place is what you just said.
Yes, because she was okay. Absolutely in the lead at one point. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, 27-year-old Ariana Grande, she added more fans to the boatload. And became the first woman to reach that 200 million mark on Instagram. Second place between her and Selena. Any guesses?
Kendall Jenner.
It's not a musician. Say that again.
Kendall Jenner.
It's a Jenner.
Oh, it's Kylie Jenner then.
It's Kylie Jenner.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Kylie Jenner has 193 million followers. Selena Gomez, 190 million. It's just that's so GD many followers. Amazing. Who do you think is the most popular person on, because it's a man, who do you think it is?
The most popular person on Instagram?
On Instagram, yeah.
Okay.
Who has the most?
Bieber.
It's a man, huh?
It's not Bieber.
Cristiano.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Oh, excellent
guess.
Oh,
wow.
Guess. All right. He was the first person to ever reach 200 million on the social media platform. I don't know how long ago he did that, because since then he's added 37 million more. People are into that dude. Lady Gaga, her just bestie, congratulated Ariana on Saturday for the accomplishment. This was ahead of their performance at the 2020 MTV Video Music Awards. Congratulations to my friend at Ariana Grande for 200 million followers. You're a queen. Wear that crown, Gaga said. Hmm. There they are, playing together. Congratulations are also going out today to Ed Sheeran and Cherry Seaborn. Their little girl was born. This is his first child, both of their first children. A child. His wife, Cherry Seaborn, they married a little while ago. I think they'd been married for a bit and then announced that they were. She was born last week, and her name is possibly Lyra, but also possibly Lyra. L-Y-R-A. Lyra? Lyra? Lyra. Lyra Antarctica Seaborn Sheeran.
Lyra.
Okay. Antarctica. Why not? Huh? Why the hell not Antarctica? You know? Certainly a big place.
All right. Sure.
So he put her on Instagram, or he wrote on Instagram, that his beautiful and healthy daughter, Lyra, or Lyra. Antarctica Seaborn Sheeran was born last week. He posted that today.
Well, Ed Sheeran, I have a couple words for you, if I could. First of all, get ready for shelter in place to change dramatically. Mm. And second of all, start planning that tour that you're going to want to be ready to go as soon as it's an option.
Isn't that Michael Franti's advice?
Yeah, Franti
was
right.
When you have a new baby,
by the way,
tour.
Franti's post today was something along the lines of, this is for sure the longest I've ever been in one place. And I went,
sounds
yeah,
like even
probably.
He's reaching the end of this. I guess Bali's a nice place to be, but, you know, forever.
No, I don't. Yikes. I didn't get to read the whole thing because obviously I'm in the middle of, you know, getting ready for our show. But I don't think the tone was negative, but it was absolutely, when I read the beginning of that, I went, yeah, I bet he hasn't. That guy doesn't sit still. He's a tour dude.
Right.
He does an album and hits the tour.
And he's like it was always astounding. Like he's in San Francisco one second and he's in Indonesia the next second. And then he's mm-hmm. in Japan and then he's in Europe and then he's in somewhere in Africa. I mean, it was incredible. He was nonstop all the time. Mm-hmm. You remember, even when he had that jacked up knee or whatever he had going on there, he was all over the place. He just wouldn't stop. It's probably, I bet for some people being forced to stay in one place is actually sort of a, because it's such a new experience and you have to learn to cope with it, I bet it's actually, it helps you grow as a person. I'm sure he's certainly bonding with that kid.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that's the case, but I also think that you can see some artists, including Van Morrison, you recently reported, who are like, I need to get out and go on tour. This is ridiculous, you know, and it's, I think that's less about his politics and more about, I can't stay home anymore.
Yeah, I'm done with this.
I don't stay home. I've been touring my whole life.
I'm 85 years old, and if I keep sitting here, I'm going to waste away.
Right. Well, Van Morrison is a guy who's been in the music business since the 60s, right?
Sure, easily.
So he's been on tour since the 60s, and now this is the first time he's been locked down, and I'm sure it's driving him crazy.
Well, anyway, Ed Sheeran, whether he goes on tour or not, which I'm sure he will, he loves the daughter. He says, we are completely in love with her. Both mom and baby are doing amazing. We're on cloud nine over here. We hope you can respect our privacy at this time. Privacy, he probably said. Privacy. Lots of love. I'll see you when it's time to come back. Ed, kisses. Let's see. They met, him and his wife, Cherry. Eddie and Cherry. Teddy and Cherry. Met at school when Ed Sheeran was 11 years old. It's so sweet, isn't it? They reconnected.
The story of Up.
I know, it's adorable. They reconnected in the summer of 2015 and started dating. He proposed in 2017. They married in January 2019. And that's, you know, now they have a baby. So congratulations to them. There's a couple pictures in this particular story where they're just looking at each other and it's good. That's how couples should look at each other. Katy Perry shows off her post-baby body posing in a nursing bra and maternity underwear.
It's
great. The nursing bra, I feel like I might be able to see nipple. I did stare at it for quite a while, and I thought,
I didn't look at it that long.
Seeing what I'm seeing?
It's funny that, and look, celebrities, you know, just like anybody else, they've been living this life they live, and then suddenly a kid enters it, and it's I don't want to say rock bottom, but it does definitely bring you to a different place. The picture she posted, though, I think every woman goes, yeah, we all did that.
Yep. Well, you think you have the baby and suddenly everything is going to be all go snap right back. And when it doesn't, you're like, oh, no, is this the new me?
But I know that she, you know, like here's her post. And who's the comedian that just had kids that she also was posting? Like
Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer, someone who posted these photos where you go, you know, if that's Linda in accounting, you'd be like, Linda, way too much information. What are you doing? But because it's a celebrity, you go, oh, look at that. They're people,
nice?
Too.
Oh, look. She looks like crap just like I look like crap.
Right.
So in this photo that she put up, she put little captions all over the actual picture. It's like, bra by Medela US, underwear by Freedom Mom, hair and makeup by At Exhaustion, which is adorable. And she actually has this sort of peaked look on her face like, oh. But there she is. She probably took a look in the mirror and went, oh, my God. I have to share this. And then they also, because this is a People magazine story, in the story, there's a picture of her from before she gave birth, and her hair is flowing, and she's got this flowy peach-colored gown on, and she's smiling and full face of makeup. She looks beautiful. And then it's like, and reality. The nursing bra is hideous. But I'm sure it's very comfortable. So that's good news for her. I'm sure Orlando's like, I got to go on tour. I'm going to... On tour? What are you talking about? You know, like you do. So challenges, gauntlets that get dropped on Instagram and Twitter and all these places where you do something and then you tag someone. Or maybe you just specifically want to have a drum off with someone. There's a little girl. She is 10 years old. She's a drumming prodigy, apparently. And her name is Nandi Bushell. Mm-hmm. Or something completely different than that. Nandi Bushell. So she's a 10-year-old, and she's English. She did a cover of the Foo Fighters' Everlong, and she did, you know, so she's sitting there at a small kit, and she does all the percussion, and it's a serious, like, there's some serious hi-hat action happening on there, and she kills it. And do you have a little of this? Should I even
sure do. Here,
say
I'll,
more?
I'll show you the part where she challenges him.
Okay.
A little bit. Here it is.
Dave Grohl, I challenge you to a drum-off. I hope you enjoy my cover of Everlong by Foo Fighters.
Oh, she's adorable.
All right, so there she's trying
jump
to spin
ahead
the
a little bit where she starts to go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Okay, so she kills it, right? She's absolutely, I mean, that, and she's fun. She's smiling. Like, she's such a cute little girl. So she's killing it. So Dave Grohl says, yeah, all right, I'll do that. And here's another one for you. Mm-hmm. So he comes back and he does a song. And then he challenges her to do a song that he says he's only played once. He dared her to try an older track that he did with a supergroup that he formed in 09 called Them Crooked Vultures.
Yeah.
And it's called Dead End Friends. Oh, so play me what you have prepared there, Brinny.
Oh, okay.
Here he is on his daughter's drum kit doing Everlong.
I haven't played that song since the day I recorded it in 1997. Our drummer Taylor Hawkins plays that song Everlong for us every night. But Nandi, in the last week, I've gotten at least 100 texts from people all over the world saying, this girl is challenging you to a drum off. What are you going to do? Now look, I've seen all your videos.
He's so out of breath.
I know. It's so funny that I'm like, geez, he should have waited and caught his breath.
I'm really flattered.
He's obviously warmed up.
Some of my songs to do for your videos.
And if you just jump ahead a little. And so here's a song that is Them Crooked Vultures.
Yeah.
So you guys, this band is him. It's Grohl. It's the guy from one of my favorite bands. It's
Queens of the Stone Age.
Queens of the Stone Age. And the bass player from Led Zeppelin.
From Zeppelin, right?
Oh, you know this?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know that they ever went on to do more. I think they just did this project, right?
I think so, yeah.
So here they are performing this, and this is the actual, I guess, back in the day when he did this recording.
Mm-hmm. With him on the drums.
Right. So he's tossed it back to her now, and I guess we'll, you know... Maybe we'll continue to follow this.
And she'll have no problem playing that.
I'm sure she won't. She's amazing. And finally, I think this might be the last thing I have time for. Taylor Swift and WAP or WAP. Is it WAP or WAP? How are you guys saying that?
WAP.
WAP. All right. WAP, so WAP is the Megan Thee Stallion Cardi B song.
Well, it means something, though.
Yeah, we know. We're just not going to talk about it. Just sweat right down there. So this is like everything is just a little bit off in 2020. So here's an example of this. Somebody mashed up Taylor Swift's You Belong With Me and WAP by Cardi B and Megan Thee. And a guy on TikTok put the audio together and then got a Taylor Swift lookalike to take it to the next level by making a video. And even Cardi B saw it and she said, I ain't saw that coming. And she posted the video too. So this is not safe for work, and if you know, obviously Bryn's done quite a bit of work cleaning that up. So I don't think that we can even post that for you, but you can easily just Google Taylor Swift / WAP and it'll take you right to it. I love that Cardi B was like, wow, there's that.
Well, have you seen the dance? It's actually quite impressive.
Is this the lady who looks like Taylor Swift doing the...
Yeah, let me just put it up.
Yeah, let's have a look at that. I want to see how much she looks like. Oh, she's kind of.
She does. But this is a dance. You got to be pretty...
oh, boy.
Acrobatic and flexible and just an athlete, really.
Boy, she is really, she's a skinny white girl, you know, as Taylor is. And she does kind of look like Taylor, too. And she's just, I mean, that is quite athletic. And she's banging the floor. I mean, she's truly.
In the split position, though.
It's she's, I mean, woo. Keeping those hips moving the whole time.
That's all over my TikTok feed.
Girls got mad.
Oh, it is?
People are...
There's so many versions of it. And the funniest one I've seen is a mom dressed up in an inflatable hippo costume.
Oh, my God.
And she killed it. But it was so funny.
Oh, TikTok, how have you infiltrated everything?
Sarah, have you ever been able to do a full split?
No, absolutely not. Not even close.
Me neither.
Yeah.
And I'm
some
really,
people can. They're born with
I'm
it.
I'm really flat. Well, Bryn, I know, can, so I didn't even. I won't even ask him. But I'd never be, I'm super flexible. Never. Not even close.
I can barely do a jazz split.
What's
you know,
that?
With the one leg bent where you drop into it, you know, one leg,
oh, yeah,
one leg out, one leg
do.
Bent.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Not me.
Nicole splits.
No, I cannot do that.
Yeah. That's.
Oh, Cameron's got him down.
Yeah. Have Cameron can already do him.
Anything, Ben?
What's that?
While they're young, have you tried Edie?
No, I don't. You know what? I'm just trying to stay alive when I'm hanging with Edie. So there's no like, let me.
I'm trying to break her hips, Bryn.
No, I don't want no trouble. No.
Yeah, well, she also sees Kuxul a lot. And so she sees other kids and other people
so she's
doing these.
Going
so
for
she
it.
Tries it and she's just outrageous. It's like.
That's great.
Her legs are behind her. I'm like,
oh my God.
Don't bend the knees. Keep them straight. It's really incredible.
Nice.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with her because she is exposed to such cool things and, you know, has like cool people in her family and stuff.
Right.
Cameron, we've, you know, high hopes for that kid. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, it's the first day of September, so I'll tell you what's coming up this month of September and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.